Hey, Matt, kind of a, not a bounce back week, but certainly a pretty solid performance from Devin, a guy that a week ago didn't necessarily capitalize when he had the opportunity to make some interceptions. Talk about how important those were on Sunday, getting those two picks, and just maybe his continued development as he enters the beginning part of his third year.
Well, I think it's like I said last week. I think every week we're trying to, go out and improve overall as a defense and improve on, our weekly performance. And that, starts with all of us from coaching to playing to studying the film and just kind of going through our week, just trying to improve. And I think Devin, obviously tried to improve from week to week. Made some good plays in the game and we're going to try to build on that.
Matt, what are your thoughts on Tavon Wilson's early season performance?
Again, I think Tavon is definitely trying to improve himself every week and learn the defense. And I would say that he has a really strong work ethic, and he comes in and tries to understand every concept that we're doing and tries to grow. I definitely think he is progressing in that manner and learning every week a little bit more. Of the intricacies of the defense and really trying to improve himself. So definitely think he's working hard to do that.
No, that interception at the end of the game, maybe, I don't know if he was in the right place at the right time or if we might call that more of a gift interception. But other than that, it seems like he sort of has a knack for the ball. I'm curious if you, knack for being around the ball, whether it's a, fumble recovery or another one of his picks, I'm curious if you see the same thing.
I think everyone tries to put themselves in the right position, and hopefully, as defenders, we're all going to be around the ball at all times. And so when things like, that come up, opportunities come up to get the ball, we're in a good position to make the proper play. So I think it all starts with everyone, first and foremost, just, doing their job, being in the right place, understanding their assignment and their role and executing that, that assignment, and then, whether it's hustling to the ball from another position or whether, you're the target area of the offense at that particular play and you're in position to make the play, I think that's what we're trying to do. And, been able to get that done a couple times.
Hey, Matt, how does the Denver version of Peyton Manning look to you?
Good question. I think, Peyton Manning is doing everything that he does. He is obviously a tremendous player has really, driving that offense right now and doing all the things that he does that makes him Peyton Manning. He is certainly a very difficult and challenging quarterback to face, and one that really seems like he's got a good rhythm going. They have tremendous players over there, between Thomas and Decker and Stokely, at the skill positions, along with, the running backs all the way through, starting with McGahee, who, obviously had a huge game, and then to the tight ends, with Tammy and Dreesen really coming through for him to make that offense go. He's really done a phenomenal job out there. He looks great.
The formula still the same to try and beat him?
Well, I think anytime you're trying to play Peyton Manning, you're always trying to figure out what the best thing to do is and how to go up and challenge it and figure out how to beat him. He's extremely smart, intelligent football player, so I think he's has a good idea of what you're trying to do at all times, so it certainly makes it challenging.
Matt, some of the things we read a week or two into the season were that Peyton didn't seem to have the arm strength. Have you seen any of that as you look at tapes over the last month?
I just see a guy who's making extremely good decisions and is doing a great job of getting the ball to the receivers that are open. So I haven't seen any issues with that whatsoever. He looks like he's, throwing the ball extremely well, extremely confident, and getting it into some really tight locations. And I just think it's building every week. I think he's just doing a tremendous job out there. So no, I would.
Matt, Michael Vega from Boston Globe. From your perspective, has the Broncos kind of adopted the Colts offensive scheme now that they have Manning, or have they kind of integrated him into their scheme from what you can tell?
Good question. I think obviously, whoever Peyton Manning, you know, when you have Peyton Manning, there's going to be a strong influence for that. I think, you know, if you look at him as compared to last year, they're obviously going to have a different look. So I think it's a system right now that's working really well for him. I think Peyton is doing a good job of running things, you know, that they're asking him to run, and some of it happens to be real familiar with, you know, the stuff that he did previous. So I think there's a, you know, a good mix of kind of, you know, the Denver offense, and a lot of that has to do with Peyton Manning and the quarterback. But also, you know, like I said, the skilled players really fit into a good role for him in what they're trying to do, both in the run game and, you know, throwing the ball too. So, but there's definitely some things there that, you know, look just like Peyton Manning.
Thank you, Matt.